Introduction. What a piece of work is man, how noble in reason, how infinite in faculty, in form and moving, how express and admirable, in action, how like an angel, in apprehension, how like a god, the beauty of the world, the paragon of animals. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. Any work about the mercurial Aleister Crowley is better off being labelled a story than a biography, thanks to the impossibility of being sure that anything one reads about him is true. The basic recorded facts, including birth date, educational records, and published works, are reliable indicators that can be likened to stars guiding a lost desert traveller if the sky is clear. For the rest, one is wandering in the wilderness. He has been labelled a Satanist, a sociopath, a drug addict, a murderer, and, not to put too fine a point on it, the wickedest man on earth by several prominent newspapers. He has also been hailed as the prophet of the New Age, charged with bringing about the spiritual awakening of humanity, a brilliant writer, an intrepid mountaineer, a heroic MI6, MI5 agent, and a gifted magician. He even launched his own religion called Thelema, which persists to this day. As such, a story about Aleister Crowley must include a timeline of important events in his life, at least as accurately as possible, while examining the several characteristics and aspects of his life and work that make him so influential. Once reviled and discarded by all but his most fervent followers, Crowley's writings re-emerged as the subject of serious scholarship in the 1990s. Aleister Crowley, the life and legacy of the notorious cult leader and novelist, profiles one of the 20th century's most colourful and controversial figures. Aleister's life. I have always been unduly optimistic about England. I know such a lot of people who are far from being fools, but war seems to deaden perception. Men who are, in ordinary times, quite acute, become ready to assume that anyone who is waving a Union Jack and singing Britannia rules the waves must be an admiral of the fleet. Everybody assumed that the irritating balderdash I wrote for the Fatherland must be the stark treason that the Germans were stupid enough to think it was. Aleister Crowley, The Confessions. Edward Alexander Crowley was born on October 12, 1875, and as the firstborn, he was baptized Edward after his father, and Alexander, which meant helper of men. His last name had originally been O'Gruadla Oich, the Gaelic for descendant of the hardy warrior. After the suppression of all things Gaelic, it became O'Crowley, and then simply Crowley. Crowley rhymes with holy, which was apt, since his Quaker parents had joined a fundamentalist Protestant sect and become Plymouth Brethren. The family lived at 30 Clarendon Square, Royal Leamington Spa in Warwickshire, and they were relatively wealthy due to the immensely successful, if surprising, family business, a brewery. The firm produced the popular Crowley's Alton Ale, which was so famous that it was noted by Charles Dickens in Household Words in November 1854. Promoting the new idea of a pub lunch, he commended a tavern where one could procure a first-rate sandwich and a sparkling glass of Crowley's ale. Crowley's father was an engineer, but he decided to devote himself to spreading the word of the Plymouth Brethren. He sold his brewery shares and invested wisely in the Amsterdam Waterworks Company in 1865, amassing a fortune. Aleister, who was reading by the age of 4, had a governess, Miss Arkell, but spent most of his days accompanying his father, promoting his evangelical message around the countryside. He harboured an intense dislike of his mother, which was very unusual for a boy at that age, but he adored his father and was comfortable with his religious observances, even though he was intellectually precocious, which is somewhat puzzling to reconcile, given the Brethren's belief in both predestination and free will, and his father's reference to his guardian angel. He was, of course, educated about the Second Coming and the rapture associated with that event. The family moved to Redhill in